This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. For homeless people in San Francisco, finding a safe place to sleep is a problem. At night, it's cold and dangerous. During the day, it's illegal to lie down on the street. The Gubbio Project, a local nonprofit, has a solution: opening up a church's doors so people can sleep on pews during the day. KALW's Angela Johnston spent a morning at St. Boniface Church in the Tenderloin and brings us this story.
Every morning in the Tenderloin, when people all around San Francisco are starting to wake up, around 30 people gather at St. Boniface Church, waiting to go to sleep. When I arrive, I see Josephine Pirouel in the line, bundled up in two hooded sweatshirts, a hat, and mittens.
Like a car runs on fuel. A person won't run without any sleep.
Pirouel has been homeless on and off for a while. A month ago, she says, her boyfriend kicked her out of his place.
I usually used to take casino buses and stay in casinos the whole night and sleep on the casino buses. But my friend brought me here and told me, you can always come here, you know?
From 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., almost every pew in this church and every space on the floor is a place she could sleep. There will be two masses during the day, but no one will ask her to move.
I have not slept maybe this good in, like, oh God, over a year.
This arrangement works thanks to the Gubbio Project, a nonprofit that started working with this church 10 years ago. It's named after an Italian village where legend has it St. Francis negotiated an agreement between frightened villagers and a hungry wolf, finding common ground. Here at the church, both space and time are shared. As long as the Gubbio Project leaves a few rows of pews open for those who worship, the nonprofit staff can help the homeless with whatever they need to sleep comfortably. At 6 a.m., the church doors open. People file in, dragging their belongings up a metal ramp and along the floor behind them. Suitcases, carts, blankets and clothes in plastic bags. Pirouel finds a spot near the front, puts down her backpack, and stretches out on a wooden pew. She asks program manager Tina Christopher to wake her up at 9 a.m. so she can get to an anger management class downtown. It takes only a few minutes for everyone to settle in. Christopher walks around the aisles, lighting incense and turning on the radiators. She lays out a cardboard box full of blue and white bars of soap and puts a pile of resource pamphlets on top of the church's grand piano. By 6:30, almost every pew is taken. A hush falls over the room, and some people begin to snore.
We definitely have gone from an average of like 60 people a day to over 100 people, and that's sleeping at one time.
Christopher whispers so she won't disturb anyone. She's worked here 5 years and says every year more people come. The confessional booths have been converted into storage cabinets where people can get things like toothpaste, Tylenol, razors, and toilet paper.
Because we just do not have storage space, needing more supplies has definitely happened.
The Gubbio Project started around the same time that then-Mayor Gavin Newsom announced his 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness. He said that by 2014, there'd be no more need for emergency shelters, because as soon as a new person arrived on the streets, someone would help them. 10 years and $1.5 billion later, the city says it's moved almost 20,000 homeless people off its streets and into shelters and public housing. But the homeless population hasn't budged. When one homeless person is helped, another immediately takes his or her place. And it's hard for the city to keep up.
I want to get out of the judgment game. They're here because they don't have a house. That's why they're here.
Laura Slattery is head of the Gubbio Project. She says people need a lot of different things, and that's what the group tries to handle.
We're doing a good job of being welcoming, and the streets aren't welcoming. And, you know, we welcome, doesn't matter what people's, you know, sobriety level is at that moment, doesn't matter what their gender identification is, doesn't matter what their sexual orientation is, or their mental health status.
Welcoming everyone brings challenges. Sometimes people yell, scream, and wake others from their sleep. The staff at Gubbio don't do casework, but Slattery says they walk with people, stay with them both mentally and spiritually as they try to calm them down. They physically walk with people, too, around the block to help them cool down or across town to a doctor's appointment. Slattery says it's that daily work that's most valuable.
Every day someone walks in and they live another day, that it's a success story. They didn't die on the streets. They feel welcome. They feel the dignity. You know, that's success.
Around 7 a.m., I meet Joanna Love. She goes by Joy.
It's a good thing to get out of the cold. But I've been coming here because it's a sanctuary. It's like an oasis in the desert.
Love says something about the sacredness of this place and the sacredness of sleep makes people calmer and more relaxed in here.
I've only seen two fights in the 5 years that I've been coming here, and that's a really good thing.
Love also says the church is starting to get crowded. Sometimes, even if she lines up at 5:45 a.m., she won't be able to claim her favorite sleeping spot on the floor near the warm radiator. At 7:30, the church's priest rings the bell for Mass. Some people wake up and stand to pray. For others, the sound means breakfast.
If you don't have a ticket, don't even bother lining up.
Every Friday morning, volunteers come to cook and share food with guests who sleep and rest on the pews. But there are only seats for 50 people, so they pull pew numbers out of a hat.
There you go. Enjoy.
Good morning, sir. Meat omelet or veggie omelet?
Veggie.
Veggie?
No, meat omelet.
I find Joy Love in the cafeteria with a cup of hot coffee and a fork full of hash browns.
Today they're having hash browns with green onions. They're having omelet with meat, cheese, or vegetables. They have homemade biscuits, coffee, orange juice. A beautiful table. As a matter of fact, I think I'll stop talking. See you later.
After breakfast, the church becomes a bit airier, a bit lighter. People quietly mingle in the back, asking about other city services, figuring out where they can sleep tonight, and getting ready to go back out on the street. Every other week, a nurse podiatrist comes to clean and massage people's feet. The sound of feet getting scrubbed and toenails getting clipped echoes across the room. At 2:40 in the afternoon, Tina Christopher and the volunteers begin to wake everyone up. Slowly, people open their eyes. They stretch, yawn, gather their things into plastic bags and suitcases, dragging them behind as they make their way out of the church. I catch Joy Love on her way out the door and ask her where she's headed.
Down to Golden Gate.
She doesn't know where she'll go at night, she says, but she'll be back here again tomorrow morning at 5:45, ready to sleep. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.